Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Rush.
This is Brandon Marsh, the Los Angeles Angels and 66ers Baseball.
This is Joe Adell here with the Los Angeles Angels.
I'm Torrey Hunter Jr.
You're listening to the All Angels Podcast.
Hey, what is up? It is your boy Johnny Mags, joined as always with
Daniel Garcia.
We're back for another edition of the All Angels Podcast, our little Sunday podcast on a kind of recap the week that since Wednesday, since we last recorded, hasn't been a great week.
Still isn't.
Yeah, as we're recording right now, Sunday's game is happening. It is Sunday, August 8th right now. 8th or 9th? What's the date?
It is the 9th.
August 9th. So as we're recording, it's actually the
sixth inning.
Angels are trailing 6-3. If you guys are watching this, we'll get into it. We'll get into it. Actually, we recorded on Wednesday, and as we were recording on Wednesday, there was a game happening. So we'll get it. We'll start with that game. It was Wednesday against the Mariners. Julio Teheran makes his Angels debut. First time we see Julio Teheran since spring training. He went 2 2/3, gave up 2 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 2 Ks. At the point where they took him out, it seemed like maybe he could have gone a little longer, but
at least finished the inning. Liked him to, like, I know he was on a pitch count, and I think that pitch count 60. Was around 60, but
yeah.
Even the hits, because I think it was because he gave up a couple of hits during that inning, but all those were like soft contact. Nothing, no one that whole game, and I'll give him credit, really made any kind of hard contact on him.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was his season debut. Went 2 2/3, 52 pitches. But yeah, I would like to see him get out of that inning and just kind of let the bullpen guy start a new
fresh inning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a little upset. You can tell that he got pulled. I think he was waiting. Like, hey man, I'm not at 60 yet. So. But anyway, let's kind of recap this. Stassi got the Angels going with a solo shot, but in the third inning, with two outs, Seager hit a 3-run shot, giving the Mariners a 3-1 lead. Eventually, the Mariners would take a 4-1 lead. And in the top of the sixth inning, the Angels would cut the lead to 1 with a back-to-back home runs from Fletcher and Trout. Seems to be Trout just came back from paternity leave and decided to just start hitting home runs.
Yeah, exactly. It's been one of the very few bright spots for the Angels season so far. I would say him, Bundy, we'll get to him in a second.
Yeah, for sure.
Stassi. Those are probably the three, you know, even Fletcher to a point, too. He was under like a little mini, probably like 2-3 game slump, and now seems to be out of it. But, like those four players have been the high points for the Angels so far, and not a whole lot after that.
Yeah, there hasn't been much to kind of be happy about. So the Angels cut the lead to, you know, 1, but in the bottom of the seventh, the Mariners would take a 7-3 lead. The Angels would again pull within 1. Mike Trout does it again, a three-run home run in the bottom of the eighth, or the top of the eighth, kind of brought the Angels back to within 1, but that was it. I mean, 7-6 was the final here. They dropped that one to the Mariners. Tough one because it's one of those games where they kept coming back.
With the production they got, again, they had Mike Trout going 2 home runs. You had Fletcher and Stassi hitting home runs themselves. You would think that would have been enough for them to really kind of put this game away. But again, bullpen having a little trouble here and there. You had Noe Ramirez getting 3 runs during the game. You had Matt Andrees, who we thought was going to be the starter for Saturday, coming and pitch 3 innings. He gave up a run, and then also Butcher also gave up a run. So, it's frustrating. You get that much offensive production, and now we're in kind of an offensive funk. And when we did have offense, you can't get a win out of it.
No. So they dropped that one 7-6. And now let's get into Thursday's game against the Mariners again. You talked about it, Dylan Bundy. I mean, what a game. Complete game. No walks, 10 strikeouts. Gave up the one run. Great pitching by Dylan Bundy. Early, the Angels, Ohtani gave the Angels an early 1-0 lead with a solo shot in the second inning. Then in the fourth, the Angels would take a three, or add three, making it 4-0. The only mistake Bundy made was that pitch to Vogelbach. And that was it.
Yeah, in the fourth.
He just sailed. I mean, he was in command the whole
right.
game.
First complete game since 2018
yeah.
by the Angels, Andrew Haney. So, yeah, exactly. Bundy, we kind of talked about this a little bit on Wednesday about how his first two starts have been really good, and you kind of hope that he gets the leash a little bit longer, And this time he went for over 100 pitches. He went for 107 pitches. So, in a way, Joe Maddon's best move this game was a move that he didn't make at all because going into the ninth, I think he was already at like either low to mid-90s. So that was a big thing was – is he going to let him come out for that ninth inning? And he did, and it definitely paid off. But, a start that has probably been one of the best for an Angel in a really long time.
Yeah, absolutely, man. He just seems like he's out there throwing. He's just loose. He just looks in command from the first time we've seen him this season. I'm really – even the game that he lost, it was that one inning where he gave up those three
right.
runs.
Right, so you kind of figure that. That's part of bad luck, part of early in the season, probably still trying right. to work on some things. But when you put a game like this together, again, you know, Seattle, they're not the best team, but they still have some hitters that where they can string a couple hits together.
Right.
You know, and for him never to get to that point to where he was in serious trouble, kept his pitch count – you know, very manageable. Again, only pitching 107 pitches through nine innings. I think a lot of pitchers will take that.
Absolutely. So the Angels won this one 6-1. Let's not forget, though, in this game also, Stassi continues to
right.
show some
one
pop. He had a two-run shot.
Kind of like what we said, one of the upsides this year for the Angels has been Stassi and just kind of that whole overall catching position.
Production from the lineup.
With Castro, you know, he has a home run with, I think, two RBIs, but he's been, you know, decent behind the plate. Definitely probably in the better half of the team so far.
Absolutely. So Angels pick up the win there, picking up the series
which
in
was
Seattle.
Great. Like, and when we talked about it on Wednesday, we said we felt coming into this week, you had to take two or three from Seattle and then two or three from Texas. And obviously one of those things happened, but two or three, your first series win of the season, and you kind of felt like you had a little bit of momentum going.
Yeah. So let's talk about Friday again. Now this is, they're in Arlington. They started the series in Arlington. Griffin Canning got the start. Unfortunately, a tough one for Canning. He had command issues. Canning went 3 2/3. He gave up three hits, one earned run, six walks and four Ks. However, in this one, it didn't stop Mike Trout from getting the Angels on board. He had a two-run shot to give the Angels a early lead on his birthday. Not the first time he homered
right.
on his birthday. I think he's done it five more times.
Yeah,
before
that was the very first inning. His very first at bat was pretty cool, and they got up 2-0 in that first inning.
Yeah, and then in the fourth, the Rangers would eventually take a 4-3 lead. It all kind of fell apart when LaCella made that error, which
right.
should have been an ending double play.
Yeah. You know, for I don't know how much this – you kind of see it a little bit during this series, but the stadium has turf.
Yeah.
It doesn't have natural grass.
Difficult turf.
So I don't know if it was – you know, you see later on in the series, like Fletcher get an error, and this kind of guy's having trouble handling certain ground balls. But, you know, I don't know if that's what happened here. But, yeah, that error was definitely something that you would like to have back. You would have got him out of that inning. And obviously, when you look at Canning's line, you see that because he's only given up three hits and one earned run, but you have four total runs left on his line because of the error by LaCella that obviously when you something like that, you kind of let the floodgates open and
yeah.
score three more runs.
Yeah, that double play led to a couple of unearned runs. The game would eventually end that way. 4-3 was the final score. And again, you have to go look back to that inning where if that double play ends, it doesn't happen. So Canning did walk six guys, which is bad.
Right.
But overall, I don't think he pitched terrible. It was just
no, it wasn't.
That.
And even too further along, you look at the bullpen's number, the bullpen who has been struggling quite – you know, quite a bit this year. They went 4 1/3, and they only gave up 2 hits with 4 strikeouts, no earned runs. So, you know, it's just kind of one of those things when things are working great, it doesn't seem like it's working great for everybody. It's like, okay, the pitching is on, but now we can't score any offense. The offense is scoring 7 runs, but yet we're still giving up 8 runs. So,
right.
You know, it seems like besides the Bundy complete game, that seemed to be the only game so far this year where all kind of the components of the team have been working.
Yeah, everything kind of clicked, yeah.
Yeah, this one, I think the pitching did a great job. It's just the fielding. And the Angels have been known for a long time, especially during the Socha era,
a really, really
good defensive team. And it's just, it bit them this one time. And it's just one ball, one misplay can cost the game. And then the situation, that's exactly what happened.
At one point, I think in yesterday's game, they mentioned that the Angels had made 5 errors in 7 innings. I don't know when the streak ended, but that's way too many errors.
Oh, yeah, for any team, let alone, you know, a major league team.
Yeah. So, yeah, they lose this one 4-3, drop the opener to the Rangers. Heading into yesterday's game, you talked about it. Patrick Sandoval yesterday, I thought, pitched well. He did get into some deep counts, but he went 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Sandoval pitched good. First time in his career going 6 innings, so that's a career high for him, which is great. I like the progression of this,
right?
You know, constantly being able to go out there and go deeper and pitch better every time out is something that a guy like Sandoval, a young guy, needs to do every time he goes out there. Progression on the positive side. However, the Angels' bats did not show up in this one. Only mistake pitching for Patrick Sandoval was that in that sixth inning, Joey Gallo got him, man. Angel killer.
Yeah. Angel killer. 2-run home run. Again, the only kind of blemish on his line for the whole day. Again, like you said, 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, only 1 walk. So, you know, obviously with anything with these pitchers going on right now, anytime you get your walks limited like that, you'll take it. 4 strikeouts and, like you mentioned, the 1 home run from Joey Gallo. And again, the bullpen comes in. Middleton and Pena each pitch a inning. 0s across the board. No hits, no runs, no strikeouts, no walks, nothing. And so that's good, but again, it's just, for whatever reason, you know, you only get 4 hits and 2 of them are from Albert. That just means there's a lot of...
Something's going wrong.
That means there's a lot of production that's left out on the table,
yeah.
and some of it can be the lineup. You know, you had Ward in the outfield with Adele and Trout. Ohtani and Rendon have been struggling tremendously. You know, it's just, and we kind of mentioned it a little bit, like texting back and forth. There's not really, you know, once you get past Trout, there's not anybody in this lineup that scares you right now.
No. On paper, you look at the lineup and you're like, yeah, this should be a lineup that should strike fear in some pitchers. But right now, it's really not, which is crazy because we were talking about in the last podcast, the offense is fine. The offense will be fine. But
It's being really streaky, and that's not a good thing in a 60-game season.
Yeah, especially with, you know, you mentioned, I mean, Rendon is just struggling. He's 0-4 in his last two series right now.
As of right now, he went 0-4 in Seattle, and then right now he's 0-4 in Texas, and they're in the seventh inning right now, so he might get one more at-bat. And if, you know, if doesn't get another hit, then yeah, he's going to be 0-4 for two series. And for a guy that was supposed to come in and help with runners in scoring position or just help get extra base hits or just something like that, it's kind of slowed everything down.
Absolutely. So the Angels lost yesterday's game 2-0. It ended on that Gallo home run, and that was all they needed. Gallo seems to kill us all the time. They replayed that home run he hit against Garrett Richards a few years ago, 490-foot home run in Anaheim.
All the way up the batter's
eye. Yeah, Fletcher just doubles right now. But so let's talk a little bit. Again, this game's not over. We're recording on Sunday as we're speaking to you guys right now. This game started with Andrew Heaney on the hill, going 3 2/3, giving up 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 Ks. It was weird because through 3, Daniel and I were like, he's only like at 32 pitches. He should be fine. And then it just blew up for him.
Yeah, and if you remember his last start, we're saying, hey, you know, he didn't have his best stuff, but he worked through it. He got the win. That's something you want to see from a mature kind of front line, maybe not an ace-type pitcher, but like a 1 or 2. Like, when your stuff isn't working, you're able to kind of grind out a win. And then for this game, like you mentioned, you never would have thought the first couple innings he was looking way better than he did that game. You thought, cool, we're going to have a pitching duel between him and Lance Lynn. Again, a guy who a little bigger than I remember, but pitching great. So, but yeah, that what was it, the fourth inning just kind of all unraveled
for him. Again, and there was a lot of there was a couple of bats there where he was ahead 0-2 or he was ahead in the count 1-2 and then just got too cute, couldn't finish. You mentioned it. You said he just can't finish guys off. I think right. he just doesn't – I don't know. It's been the MO for him where he can't get a guy out, guy gets on and kind of just piles up. And that's what happened here. He just couldn't get past that inning. Hits, singles. Like you said it well, death by paper cut. Single here, single there, a double here, a walk here.
He didn't give up like a home run or nothing like that. It was just –
guys just finding holes.
Exactly. And then, too, you know, it just seemed there was a time in that at bat where he missed. Well, not he missed, but like the umpire missed a strike.
Right.
And it just kind of seems like, okay, now instead of because it was like 1-2 count. Now it's 2-2. And now he tries a little bit harder and he ends up walking the guy or giving up a hit. And it just seems like if he doesn't get a call, he kind of presses a little bit. And right. I think. You know, you're not going to get all the calls. I think the umpires this year have been really bad, but that's but that's just you're going to have to deal with it because they're bad everywhere. And I think you know it's not going to get any better. So, yeah, it sucked to see him struggle so much when he had such a good start to the game.
Absolutely, and then in this one, you know, La Stella finally kind of got off the schneid, hitting a 2-run shot, kind of bringing the Angels within, you know, 2 or 3 runs, and then in the very next inning, a fly ball, routine fly ball to right field. Adele just kind of gets turned around a little bit, catches a ball. Low, and it just kind of bounced out over his glove. I posted it on my Facebook. Joe Canseco Adele didn't hit his head, but it bounced over. We mentioned it, dude. Since day one, since the minute Joe Adele stepped on the field in his major league debut, he looks shaky in his routes out there in the outfield. He just looks overmatched right now, even at the plate.
Yeah,
he's just pressing a little bit. He's a young guy, but it's just crazy. I don't want to say I told you so, but. This kid's young. He's going to have growing pains, and he was going to learn on the job. And I just feel like a lot of Angels fans were expecting him to be right off the bat great, and that's just not going to happen. It's just showing right now. But I'm not saying it's going to last, but we got to deal with these growing pains right now.
Yeah, I don't think him being in the lineup is helping the line. Again, when this whole – the Joe Adele coming up, people wanted to see it and wanted to see him get developed. Develop with the major league team, which makes sense. Like, of course, that's good for Joe, and necessarily where he can develop with the best guys playing baseball. That makes sense. It helps Joe, but it almost feels like it made the Angels take a step back. Because granted, yeah, Upton isn't a world beater right now, but I still trust him to kind of get out of that slump because he's been there. He's played, you know, so many amount of games. He's, you know, maybe it's a little thing here or there, and he needs a tweak, and he'll find it. With Joe, he's so young. I don't know if he knows yet how to fully kind of look at film and be like, you know what, I'm doing this or oh, I'm doing that kind of deal. So, you know, Joe being up helps Joe completely. And maybe, you know, 3-4 years down the line, we'll see like, wow, that time with Joe really, really helped out up with the majors in 2020. But it doesn't help the Angels at all right now. And I don't think – and I was never planning it to help the Angels.
No, I think it was just one of those deals where in a regular season, not COVID season like this, where there's minor league baseball being played, Joe Adele's still in the minor leagues right now.
Right, and I don't even think, you know, he would have been up in AAA Salt Lake where he only played, you know
– handful of games.
A couple dozen games up there, I believe. I don't think he played a ton. And even then, too, he was still trying to figure out his way around there. So to have Joe kind of almost entirely skip AAA and come straight up to the majors, again, that helps Joe completely. I totally agree with that, but it doesn't help the Angels right now with a team that's struggling offensively. Like, you need guys out there that, you know, like I said, Upton, if you tell me to pitch hit Adele or pitch hit Upton, I'm probably going to want to pitch hit Upton just because I'm going to take the veteran over the rookie who –
Proven guy.
There's a difference, I think, between Upton and Adele as far as just approach at the plate. Adele looks very overmatched.
Oh yeah, he's getting burnt on a 93 mile per hour fastball. Like,
right, and I think with Upton, it's just kind of age where he couldn't get his hands around that fastball. He's just a little bit slower, but he, you know what I mean. But
he'll make the adjustment. He's been there.
Yeah. So like, yeah, exactly. You're looking at him to make an adjustment. It's just it's really hard to see a Joe struggle like that, and then.
And a guy like Joe, like Upton can slow the game down, whereas Adele, the game sped up for him right now.
Oh, yeah.
He can't slow it down right now.
He can't. And even offensively, and granted, Upton kind of has his naysayers about his defense. You know, Joe, this looks also very And that was his big thing coming up, was his defense. Is his defense ready? Mm-hmm. And he still looks overmatched defensively. Upton might not get to a ball because he's a little bit slower.
Right.
But he's still taking the right routes. He's still getting, you know, taking the getting there the right way. It's just with Joe, he's going left, right, okay, then he's underneath the ball.
Just really shaky. Mike Trout just grounded out with the Angels' possibility of maybe scoring a run there, unfortunately. That's the way it's been going so far. But, right. Yeah, so with that being said, as we speak right now, we're heading into the eighth inning or bottom of the seventh inning. The Angels are down 6-3 on Sunday. As we're recording right now, they're in Arlington Plains, so we're probably not going to finish this podcast before it's over, but more than likely they're going to lose this game.
If something crazy happens, we'll definitely be talking about it on Wednesday's podcast.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And it will be something, you know, they'd have to make a little comeback crazy. Here, yeah.
So, but we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will talk about the upcoming series and take some questions.
Cool.
What's up? Johnny Catfish here, ambassador for Groom Goon Beard and Body Care. Are you tired of your beard feeling rough and not so fresh? Do yourself a favor and do what I did and check out www.groomgoon.com. Groom Goon carries a variety of beard oils and beard and body soaps that will leave your beard feeling soft and smelling great all day long. Don't just take my word for it. Go check it out for yourself. Again, that's www.groomgoon.com. And at checkout, use discount code CATFISHTHEGOON, all one word, CATFISHTHEGOON, and receive 15% off your purchase. Why choose Groom Goon? Well, because your beard deserves it.
This is Hood Vicious. Listen to my show, The Punk Corner, on KJ Epic Radio, every Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
There's no shortage of action going on with our partner over at betonline.ag. The sports world is slowly making its way back, with the NBA announcing its return in late July. But right now, UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and international soccer all have resumed play, and BetOnline has the best odds for their upcoming games and matches. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NBA, NFL, UFC live every day for our devoted gamblers, and check it out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit BetOnline on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. That's betonline.ag, your online wagering experts.
Boo! Those are the screams I used to make when I would cut myself shaving before I knew about Manscaped. Oh yeah, thank you Manscaped for turning my loud shrieks here into multiple peaks. Yeah, cream of the crop. Men start taking notes because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. Oh yeah. Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 has been beautifully designed to reduce painful nicks and tugs. Yeah, those nicks and tugs are gone. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin safe technology. Oh yeah. Technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. Yeah, nice and smooth. Yeah, that's right. And Manscaped engineering team obsessed over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. They spent 18 months perfecting that great ball hair trimmer ever created. The just released new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, yeah, the cream of the crop, yeah, too sweet to be sour, yeah. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last you 90 minutes so you can take longer shave. And that water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower, too. Oh, yeah, in the shower after that long match. Uh-huh, yeah. One of the coolest features is an LED light that illuminates grooming areas for a closer, more precise trimming. So many people have written in stories about the Lawnmower 3.0 and have sent your man here, yeah. Sent them pictures so I could see the smoothness for myself. And I'll tell you something, man, they ain't kidding. It's the cream of the crop, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. You need to try this out for yourself. Get 20% off plus free shipping when you use armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off when you use armchair at manscaped.com. Oh, yeah.
And we are back. So thanks again to our sponsors. Again, if you guys haven't, want to shout out a couple of the sponsors that don't have a commercial right now, A-Style Clothing on Instagram. Check them out at A-Style Clothing. We had a giveaway about a week ago. And we're about to deliver the hat, one hat tomorrow. And one's already been delivered. So, yeah, I know. But I talked to the guy and I told him we would deliver it on Monday. So that'll be headed your way. And then check out at Archangel Pins on Instagram as well. He's got a dope collection of Angels pins, lapel pins, anywhere from, you know, Otani to Bertram from the Sandlot to Jordan Gordon Levitt from Angels in the Outfield and, you know, Baby Yoda and the Mandalorian, Rendon, yeah. Trout, obviously, yeah. Simba, Reggie Jackson on the Naked Gum. So. All right, let's get into a little bit of news here. Actually, the schedule heading into tomorrow. We're playing Oakland,
and at Angel Stadium. But yeah. Oakland's on a roll right now. They are
the hottest team in baseball.
Yeah, they're playing right now, but they have won 8 games coming into Sunday, and with the way the Angels are playing, you know, it's going to be really hard for me to sit here and be like, yeah, they are going to get a game here or a game there. I just don't see. Exactly where that will be.
So far going into this series, I'm like, the only chance we got is the Dylan Bundy game because he's been the best pitcher on the Angels so far.
Right. And that's if the offense shows up.
And that's if we're able to score some runs. And it depends on who's going for Oakland that day, yeah, too, as well. So not a lot of confidence in the offense right now. Obviously, you mentioned it. Rendon is struggling. Otani is struggling. I don't have the confidence now in that lineup as I did maybe a week ago when we were scoring seven runs.
It happened so quick. Right now, Oakland has 11-4. Again, this is coming into Sunday. I don't think any games are final yet, but Oakland 11-4. Houston is 6-8, below 500, which is kind of a shocker. Texas is 5-8. Angels 5-10. And Seattle 5-11. So obviously. Not what you want. It looks like with a loss from this game and then possibly an Oakland win later today, 7 games back of the division is not exactly what you're looking for. But I never thought they were competitive for a division anyway.
Me either. The good thing is that they're not far off that second spot and third spot. It's weird. Like that second,
yeah,
third,
so, fourth. So technically, yeah. So if you don't know, the top two from each division are automatically making it to the playoff. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, automatically making it to the playoffs. And so from that second spot in the division behind the Astros, it looks, if I do my math right, it looks like they're a game and a half behind second place. So, you know, there's always that aspect of it. And with that being said, you're like, is there a chance they still make the playoffs? Yeah, but I'm not 100% comfortable with it.
Well, we mentioned it right off the bat before the season started, or right when the season started. You can't get off to a slow start, because if you get off to a slow start, that could be your season. So right now, only thing that we can bank on right now, or the one thing that kind of shines a little light on this darkness, is the fact that we're only a game and a half behind second place. So, yeah, I'll leave it at that. Let's get into some questions here on Instagram Live.
So first question is, do you think Goodwin has earned the right to be in the lineup every day?
I said it before this season even started that he did. Everyone was talking about, oh, Joe Adell, he should be the starting right fielder next year, blah, blah, blah.
And Upton and Goodwin platoon.
No, I think Goodwin earned the spot last year. He earned the chance to be the outfielder this year. I thought he'd be the outfielder going into the season all this year, and then next year would be Joe Adell. So now we're seeing the platoon between Adell and Goodwin. But, yeah, all right, I'm not Goodwin up then. But Goodwin, for sure, in my opinion, totally earned it last year.
Yeah, I think Goodwin is kind of getting the short end on the shaft on this one. Mm-hmm. I want Goodwin in the lineup, even if it's against a lefty. Like, granted, it's lefty versus lefty, but he's not terrible.
He's had some good at-bats.
Yeah, he's not terrible against lefties. Yeah. And with the production you're getting from the other options, you know, Joe and Upton.
Yeah.
You know, I he should be there every day. I don't understand why. And again, this is kind of going back to the Saturday game. I don't know why you have Ward out there.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know why Taylor Ward is getting option. As much playing time as he is. Yeah. Like, I understand he's versatile. He can play multiple positions. That's fine. Keep him on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly don't understand why he's getting so many at-bats at different positions.
I mean, if you look at his line, he's not doing great.
He's not doing much better than anyone else.
No, he's not.
You know, like I said, I'd rather have a guy out there that, like Upton, that knows what he's doing and can, I trust him to kind of, at least, again, he's not going to make an adjustment and all of a sudden hit 300 with, you know, 15 home runs this season.
Right.
But I do at some point expect him to make some kind of adjustment. And yeah, maybe his batting average isn't super high, but he's putting up power numbers.
Right.
With Ward, I don't see either one of those coming.
No, he's a guy that you have on the bench that can serve a couple of roles here and there.
And we've said it before, like, what was it, 2-3 years ago, where you had that super hot AAA year.
Should have flipped them there.
Should have flipped them then, even if it was for maybe a, you know, and you see this a lot, and it just comes down to scouting. Maybe they take a chance on a minor league pitcher. Maybe that pitcher's up now. Maybe he's doing good. We don't know. But right. I think they should have flipped them, and they should have done something with him back then. Question is, what do you think of Callaway, the pitching coach? His whole thing was attack the zone, and it hasn't really shown.
You can't blame the pitching coach.
Right.
It's a pitcher. The pitching coach can tell you what to do. It's up to the pitcher to do his job.
And
you cannot blame the pitching coach for anything.
And the whole
this.
Thing, too, about a pitching coach, like his quote-unquote
philosophy
was a strike to strike or attack to strike zone. Tell me a pitching coach or a pitcher that says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to pound the strike zone. I'm going to tickle the edges and, you know, maybe I'll walk five guys, but, you know, whatever. Like, that to me is so PR 101. We're going to attack the strike zone and we're going to do this. So, you know,
I can't blame him for any of what's happening.
What I would love to know is what effect he's had on someone like a Bundy, and if, like, say, Julio Teheran takes the next step, what kind of effect does he have on those guys? Hey, maybe your grip on your slider should tweak it this way a little bit to try that. Oh, it works? Okay, great. You know, stuff like that, I think, is more of the pitching coach's job, more so than, hey, we're throwing strikes and we're going to throw strikes a lot. It's like, yeah, that's a great idea, but like you said, it doesn't always work out that way.
Also, you can't base what's happening. I believe in pitching coach's philosophy and what he can do, like, you know, what impact he has as far as, you know, being able to tweak here and there. But that happens within the course of a season. He hasn't even, how many games in are we?
Yeah, we're
He hasn't even been a season in as a head, as a coach yet. So that takes time, like, for a pitching coach to develop into a guy that a pitching staff can rely on. It takes more than one season, and especially a season like this year. So I don't blame any of this on Callaway. He has nothing to do with it.
Right, yeah. And like I said, I'm looking forward to it. Give me the information where, hey, I helped Bundy with this grip. Right. Now look at him. Mm-hmm. Well, then that's the pitching coach. Yeah. Or, you know,
At this level, you know, that's all they're there for. Hey, I see that you're doing this. Try this.
Yeah, exactly. Because
you're not going to teach this guy how to pitch. He already knows how to pitch at this level.
Yeah. Or you guys have guys like Julio Teheran and mm-hmm. Bundy and Haney, guys who have been around who, you know, obviously have done this for a long time and they're not – I mean, yeah, they'll probably be open to suggestions, but at the end of the day, they're probably going to still revert to what they know best.
Right,
but, you know, I'm more interested to see how – and again, this is a long play. Mm-hmm. How do the kids coming up, the Cannings, the Suarez's, the Jaime's, the Chris Rodriguez, like, does he get into their head and maybe change their philosophy a little bit? Because then that will really, I think, be the calling card of the pitching coach with the younger guys. Because these older guys, I think, already know, or not know, but already have a feeling of what they want to do when they go out there. Where do you think the Angels finish this season based on what you've seen so far?
I mean, just based on what I see so far, they're not in the playoffs. But that, I mean, again, they're only a game and a half out of the second position, so it's 2020. I don't really have an answer for that one.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, from what you've seen so far, again, with Ohtani and Rendon mm-hmm. and just kind of Joe Adell and all those guys struggling and just the bullpen guys not being super consistent, it's really hard to see them in the playoffs right now. Again, like we kind of mentioned a little bit, they're only 2.5 games off that second division spot. So, yeah, technically it's still obtainable. But, you know, unless something flips quick, and it's not going to help that, like we said, they have the A's coming up for 3 in Anaheim, off day Thursday, and then they got another 3 against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 6 games against 2 division leaders. One was believed to be a good team, and the other was believed to be a World Series caliber team mm-hmm. in the Dodgers. So, mm-hmm. you know, what we say now can be like, oh, yeah, they can make the playoffs, but if they lose 5 out of 6 between those two teams, that's going to really, really hurt the team. So it kind of sucks that you would hope, at least with this with Seattle and Texas that they were able to kind of get some kind of momentum to head into these guys, have some kind of rhythm, and it kind of sucks that it looks like any kind of momentum they got from the Seattle series, they kind of taken a step back.
Oh, they did. They got about to get swept.
Yeah. So that's going to be our last Instagram question for the day. Again, sweet. You can always follow us on Instagram at @Halo_Haven. That's on our Twitter and on our Instagram. And then always, we are taking emails on Wednesday again. We'll be back Wednesday, all three of us, I believe, unless Chris automatically has something pop up an hour before we're planning to record like last week.
Right.
But all three of us again on Wednesday, and you can email us at allangelspodcast@gmail.com. Again, allangelspodcast@gmail.com. And that's going to be a good time, too, because we'll have three games to talk about, because all the Wednesday game against Oakland will be it's like a 1 o'clock pitch.
Right, so it'll be
so
over
we'll
by
be
then.
Done unless they're in like the 15th inning by the time we record. But we'll have three games there, and then, you know, hopefully we have some good news. We'll see, but
not looking great.
But again, yeah, like I said, email us at allangelspodcast@gmail.com. And also subscribe, rate, review the podcast on the iOS, Apple users. Help us spread the word. I know people might not want to listen to the Angels right now, but, you know, hopefully we can get some things going here and get on a little streak. I mean, if the A's can get on 8 in a row, maybe the Angels can get like on 6 in a row.
We'll see. They're going to have to do something. We're going to have to do something fast. But yeah, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the All Angels Podcast. I am Johnny Mangs.
I am Dallin Garcia.
And you listen to another edition of the All Angels Podcast.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.